The day after Lehman Brothers failed, the government rushed in to bail out AIG. The insurance giant was heavily involved in backing toxic mortgages. AIG had grown so large, the government worried that if it collapsed, it would take down the U.S. financial system. Simon Johnson is an economist at MIT. He says letting companies get that large is dangerous.
It's dangerous like nuclear power. It's dangerous. If you want to keep nuclear power, you need to have a lot of fail-safes.
Since the crisis, the government has tried to create some fail-safes. One is the Financial Stability Oversight Council. Its job is to identify companies that are too big to fail, then put them through financial and regulatory hoops to make sure they don't fail. The list includes banks and a company you might not expect.
General Electric marches on. You will march on with GE in 1941.
You probably think of General Electric as a manufacturing company, light bulbs, refrigerators. It also has a lending arm called GE Capital. GE went into banking during the Great Depression to help customers finance appliance purchases. Then it grew and started doing everything from processing Banana Republic credit cards to writing subprime mortgages during the housing boom.
GE is this large manufacturing company perched on top of this very large finance company.
Lawrence White is an economist at NYU. GE Capital has assets of more than $500 billion. But now the company wants to go back to its roots. It plans to spin off part of GE Capital, in part to avoid regulation. White isn't surprised.
Gee, all this regulation of GE Capital is going to interfere with our manufacturing operations. Maybe better they go their way and we go our way.
White says GE is a great example of how the too-big-to-fail regulation can keep companies to a manageable size. But MIT's Johnson says GE is the exception.
If size was a problem before and too-big-to-fail was a problem before, it's a problem on steroids now.
Johnson says calling a company too-big-to-fail actually alerts lenders that the government won't let that company go under. So any debts that company has will be backed by the U.S. government.
You're giving implicit subsidy to firms that increases when they are larger and when they take more risk. So you're basically encouraging exactly the kind of behavior that can cause crises.
Johnson says the five biggest banks are now significantly bigger than they were before the financial crisis. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.